From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
We're in.
Yeah, we're in here.
We're back at it.
Yep.
How the fuck did we go this long?
For 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
I know. It's crazy. There is something I wanted to bring up immediately, though, and it's not coming to mind. Hold on. I fucking wrote it down. This is, you're gonna like this.
Ain't coming up to mind yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you think you could be like a fucking superhero, but like a street level one?
A street level one?
Yeah.
Well, like early Spider-Man?
Well, like without any, just you. Like, do you think you could put on a suit and go out there and fight crime?
Just like start beating people up. No powers, nothing. Just yeah. Start beating the fuck out of people?
Yeah.
No.
You don't think you could do it?
Fuck no, dude.
What if you had, okay.
Hell no, because you're going to pick that one dude who's mugging somebody. Then he's going to turn around and just shank you and you're done.
There's, okay, so, well, if you want to pull this up, there's actually been a bunch of them. There's been like a bunch of people that have like, it's the Phoenix Jones one. So.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I've heard of this guy. Yeah, I've heard of this guy.
Jones says the best way to prevent getting mistaken for a criminal by the police is to wear a super suit. So like, if you're going to be a vigilante, like just wear the suit and then they know.
Oh, but dude, cool. They know who he is though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the police are saying like, oh, people might think that you're a super villain. That's what they were. That was their like justification for saying why it's bad. So.
A super villain.
Do you think you could do it, Will?
Hell no, dude.
You don't think you could do it?
Fuck no, dude.
Dude, people run here backing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that's the other thing, dude. Like, dude, you're running around. All right. So you're running around like a superhero, right? You're not allowed to have weapons because automatically that makes you not only a vigilante, it makes you a weapon carrying psychopath.
Yeah.
Cause dude, you're just running around in a superhero suit with guns and shit.
It says Jones has said he wanted to take policing matters into his own hands after his car was broken into and his son was injured upon returning to the vehicle and falling on the broken glass. Jones said he was told several people saw the break-in happen but did not intervene. Okay, so he has some trauma. Man, I wonder.
So he's got a reason.
I wonder if he's getting pussy. And like,
oh god, yeah, he's, oh yeah.
But like from who? Like is there a superhero type of girl that's like, yeah.
It's probably like the nerdy chick that's like hot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's always that one chick in like those movies like that,
mm-hmm.
where she's like the nerdy chick, but she's so fucking hot.
Yeah.
For no fucking reason, dude.
Okay. We got Mary Jane and then
Mary Jane
and then Gwen.
Gwen Stacy.
And then Lois Lane.
Yeah. Lois Lane.
Who is Batman's?
Fucking goddamn it.
Catgirl?
No. Well, yes, but. Rachel! Now, when I tell you that what I did to you and your girlfriend, Rachel! yeah, Rachel. You know, it was nothing personal.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but...
Rachel!
No, there's been a bunch of them that have, like, pretended to be a fucking superhero. I don't think I could do it.
No, I couldn't do that shit. No, because knowing my luck, they would be like, come on, like it would be like that scene in the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man,
mm-hmm.
where like the guy's breaking in the car and he's just sitting in the bag. He's just like, you know, man, you picked a great spot. You know what I mean? He's mm-hmm. just like fucking around with him.
Yeah.
And then he like, you know, gets him up against the wall, like, you know, does the webbing and all that shit. And then the cop comes up, pulls a gun out at fucking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he takes it, webs it away. He's just like, I just did half your job. Like, just threw the gun away.
Dude, okay.
I just did half your job.
Would you rather Batman 2 come out with Edward? or what's his name? Robert Patrick? Or
Robert Pattinson?
Corey Trevor, Trevor Corey. Randy Trevor. What's
you realize? You know what's crazy about that is he'll never live that down.
What's his name though?
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. Yeah,
he's never gonna.
Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson.
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 Somehow that was worse.
Somehow. So anyway, but it's crazy to me. Before we get to that,
okay,
it's crazy to me that there are some people out there that can never live down a role, no matter how hard they try.
Yeah,
like dude, he was really good as Batman. I wanted to hate him before the movie came out. I wanted to hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, dude, no way he's gonna be Batman.
You know who fucking
the motherfucker that played a sparkly skinned vampire is Batman. Like that was my thought.
Who is, I think he did a good job.
No, he was fantastic. That's the thing.
He's like,
he was amazing.
He's like a skinny goth.
He was definitely the edgier goth Batman.
Yeah, he's like an emo Batman.
Like, whereas, what's his name? Goddamn.
He's like Batman, but like he
how lets am I forgetting bats. This? I don't know.
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Will. Christian Bale was just like the best, though.
Robert Pattinson. As Batman, he would let the bat suck him like on purpose.
Oh, suck him off, dog. Like he'd be like, you know,
I could see that happening actually. Yeah, I could see it.
I could see it.
Oh, okay. So
anyway, you
my original question. God damn it. our little tangents. Yeah, okay. Would you rather see Batman 2 come out first or would you rather see Doomsday come out first?
Great question. Great questions all around. To be honest, I would much rather see Doomsday first.
Really?
Because that's going to be a new Avengers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a theory on why Robert Downey Jr. is Dr. Doom.
They have to. So I've heard that he's going to have his own team of Avengers, but they're going to be like all fucked up. Like it's from like a different timeline.
Here's my theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is on the same timeline.
Okay.
As Infinity War.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is that recording?
Yeah.
You sure? Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's got a red dot.
I didn't mean to fuck you up. My bad.
Man.
Go ahead. I don't know.
Man. Anyway.
Why'd you whisper?
Here's my theory. So I think that it's actually going to take place within the Infinity War universe. Here's my idea.
Okay.
The reason that it's Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. is because somebody, I don't know who, some villainous organization found the body of Tony Stark.
Hydra. Mm-hmm.
Finds the body of Tony Stark mm-hmm. after he dies. He's got the fucking power and the Infinity Stones still in his body, right? They're going to reanimate that motherfucker.
That's actually good. That's probably the best one
I've heard. That's why he wears the metal mask.
Did you read that online?
No. No, swear to God, I made that up.
Oh, he wears a mask because his face is all fucked up.
Because he's like a reanimated corpse of Tony Stark.
Yeah.
He's going to look like Strange from the Darkhold.
Why are they making up like...
Now, none of that's confirmed. I know none of that to be true about what they're doing with that story or whatever. That's just my theory. That I feel like would be a fucking crazy storyline.
The only thing is for me, it's like... Victor Von Doom is Dr. Doom, right? That's his name.
Yes.
Why would they make up a whole new character with a whole new backstory that's not canonical at all when they've done that with all the other superheroes?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm right there with you. That's why I think that the whole Dr. Doom thing being played by Robert Downey Jr. Mm-hmm. is just going to be reanimated Tony Stark by Hydra.
But how are they going to...
But they just called him something different so that they didn't arouse suspicion from the Avengers.
You know what Robert Downey's Jr. role was that he can't live down?
Iron Man.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. I'm a dude playing a dude described as another dude.
You know, or there's that part where
he's like with Tobey Maguire.
What are you talking about? Our people. And he's like, what are you talking about?
You talking about our people? What are you talking about? You people.
They can't make movies like that anymore, dude.
Dude, if Tropic Thunder was made today, oh my God. Like,
I think we're coming full circle as a society.
I think they could do it today.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I take I agree with you. I think they could.
Woke's dead.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I've been waiting for that for so long. You know, it's kind of just like a joke now mm-hmm. that woke is dead, you know, because everyone was kind of sick of it. I feel like everyone kind of got sick of that.
Dude, in the UK, you can be arrested just for talking bad about a trans person. Like, that's stupid. That's
the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
They don't have the same like free speech rights that we do. So if you say something that goes against one of their laws, they can just lock you up. The only thing that we have here is I don't know if hate speech is a thing here.
If it's egregious enough, if it like causes someone to like perpetuate violence against someone, yes.
Okay.
But if you just say something hateful, I mean, could you get canceled for it? Yeah, but is it a crime? No.
Okay, yeah.
It's not a crime necessarily, but like, I do agree with you. You have to be very egregious about it.
If you say I'm going to fuck you up, like that, so...
You have to downright just say, for example, that you don't like a certain race, therefore they should die.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be that type of obese, like morbidly obese to do that.
I mean, if you say you're going to kill someone, you're serious about it.
Yeah.
That's a crime.
I think what you said is okay, though. I think like saying you want like a genocide to happen, I think you can do that, but you can't say it directly to someone.
That's what I'm saying. Like you have to be super morbid about it.
I think you can say it, you just can't direct it.
Like you gotta have like, all right.
Not that we want to say
not that,
it.
We want this to happen.
We're just discussing the topic.
We are anti-genocide here at the Eagle Boys.
Yeah, anti-Hitler, anti-genocide.
I love how we have to justify
that. Look at us. We have to justify it. I thought we were over wokeness, but I'm not sure because we're still...
We just said woke is dead and we still have to justify.
We have like PTSD.
I feel like it's still just like a touchy... It's happening today. Like genocide is happening today.
Yeah,
In Africa it is.
Oh, it's been happening forever, and people just turn a blind eye to it because it's not happening here.
It's happening in South America, I think, or maybe that's ended in like Yemen or something.
Dude, remember?
Oh, in the Middle East? No, I'm pretty sure it's still going on everywhere.
Remember?
That's not America.
Yeah.
Remember the Comey thing? Remember that? Like the warlord who like had child soldiers or something?
Oh, Coney 2012.
Was it Coney?
Yeah,
Coney. Oh, that was...
Yeah, it was Kony 2012. That was the big thing.
And then he died like 3 weeks later.
Yeah. Wait,
after
who?
Everyone started so paying attention.
When I was a senior in high school, there was this warlord called like Kony, and like they started making shirts and everything. Like,
oh, dude, we were all about it. We had that kid. We had the guy come into our school and talked about it.
Yeah,
he was like a former child soldier, and he like came in and talked about it. Everyone was talking about it. Everyone was doing shit for it. 3 weeks later, Comey's dead.
You know what's fucked up? That's still happening today, too.
It is still happening today.
I don't think it's ever going to end.
That's what I'm saying. Just because Comey died doesn't mean the problem got solved.
Unless we get like Skynet and AI takes over and then the robots start killing us, I don't think people are going to stop doing it to each other.
Well, did you remember the guy from Haiti just last year that converted to Jesus?
No.
I don't fully believe it.
The guy that
was eating his enemy's hearts.
General Butt Naked.
Butt Naked.
General.
I am General Butt Fucking Naked.
I mean, no, that's pretty accurate.
But no, he would eat children's hearts. He would like send children out the butt. Like, I can't even say it, dude. It's so fucked up. Like the things that he did were fucked.
He would go into battle naked.
Yeah.
That's why he's called
Butt
Naked.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only cool
That's
part.
Some pretty cool stuff.
He's pretty fucked up otherwise.
Dude, could you imagine just like running into battle, like your enemies are all outfitted and whatnot, mm-hmm. and you're just running with a sword dick swinging. Oh,
except dude. It would be like if your enemies were other Americans. Yes. And they were mostly children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
But he like converted and now he's a pastor.
No.
No, he's getting tried for war crimes.
Oh, is he, can we look it up?
Yeah.
Dude, that, actually, this guy seems like a pretty cool guy. Let's see what's up. Speaking of which, go check out our Patreon for a couple of cool guys. Got a new episode of that out there. Uncensored on Patreon. You can see a preview on YouTube, but yeah, it's censored. So you want to see the full version, go and check out our Patreon. I am general, but fucking naked. I thought this was a joke that they did on a fucking, what was that? Oh, goddamn.
I'm sorry. That was the one of the podcasts that came out about him. My bad. No free ads. Cut that.
No free ads. Yeah, cut that shit.
Cut that shit.
Yeah, I will.
Let me just go to the Wikipedia.
We love other podcasts on here. Do a podcast. Do it. It's great. But
sorry, Jer.
No free ads.
Yeah, this is talking about his redemption.
See, I thought this was like a joke that happened on the Book of Mormon, like the Broadway show, because it was literally a general in that play called General Butt Fucking Naked.
So it says there was nothing funny about him. He claimed that he met Satan regularly and talked to him. Human sacrifices, killing children this, children that. He claimed to have chopped off people's heads and used them as soccer balls. After the Liberian Civil War ended, Joshua Milton disappeared and had a conversion experience. He renounced his violent past and is now an evangelical minister preaching reconciliation.
Yeah, I don't accept it.
I don't buy that.
He has his own website, and his conversion is the subject of a new film, The Redemption of General Butt Naked. You can see a PBS interview with the filmmakers here. Oh my God. So they're like interviewing the people who's making a film about him.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's
that's
like
fucked up.
If they're trying to put a good spin on it or not. I mean, they can't be.
Just think about if Hitler became a Catholic priest.
And then people were making movies like, about him.
After the war. Yeah.
But you got to think, there are people that are actually listening to him,
which is
like listening to him preach.
Yeah, there has to be. But they all have to be like, I mean, it's a third world, you know, fucking country.
That's what I like. That's what's so fucking crazy about the world that we're living in, dude. Look at where we're sitting right now. Think about what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Look at this nice table.
Look at this nice fucking table we got. Eagle statue right there. Three cameras, a TV, laptop, three microphones, you know, sitting down, just having normal, very normal conversation. And there's dudes out there cutting heads off and playing soccer with them.
Yeah.
Like, we live in such different worlds, but we're all on the same planet.
You know what? If he didn't kill children, he could be a guy to go fishing with.
The books! They're burning the books!
Queer books!
Would he go fishing butt naked?
Probably. He'd use the head as bait.
That sounds like a...
Yeah, yeah.
You
know what? He wouldn't even need to use a fishing rod. He'd probably just stick his dick in there and just be like slowpoke waiting for a friggin' shelter to grab it. Oh, you know what I mean? Dude. And then as soon as it grabs on, he evolves into general butt fucking naked instead of butt naked.
Yeah, it's like a power surge.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and he gets like a big spiky dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pokemon.
To regain HP, he just eats.
Regains HP.
A piece of heart.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, no.
That's all he needs.
A general butt naked video game.
So this guy's a Pokemon is what you're telling me.
Yeah. That's horrible.
That's terrible.
That's also, so terrible.
Okay, I don't know why that made me think of this. Well, I know why it made me think of it, but has anybody seen that you can collect Pokemon cards on your fucking phone now?
Yeah, and it takes up 2 gigs of fucking space on your phone, too.
That is fucking horse shit.
Why? You don't like it?
Digital cards.
Yeah.
Digital cards.
I think it's the same as NFTs.
It is. Yeah. And nobody was buying into the whole NFT thing. Nobody was buying into that.
I got the app and I didn't have fun with it.
Dude, isn't the point of a fucking card game to be able to have it in your fucking hands?
It's like an idle game. Like the Pokemon app, like you have to wait to like...
To like open packs and shit.
Yeah.
But like I see people on like line freaking out about them getting a rare card on their phone.
Yeah.
No.
What happened to baseball cards? I feel like that's
dude, that's for like I will program that fucking app to have that card in my arsenal. There is nothing special about getting one of those.
I have some information about that, Drew. Trading cards for sports is fully back.
Like the last, so bad.
Well, the last 3 years, the convention in Chicago, well, they do it in a different city every year, but it's a huge, like the trading. Have you seen any of the Instagram videos or
no,
the guys doing the trading?
I was talking.
Dude, trading cards are huge commodities right now.
At my work, there was a dude talking to me. He's like an older gentleman. He was talking to me about trading cards, and I was like, I don't remember the last time anyone's ever talked to me about baseball cards. Like, it's been a while.
Baseball cards, I don't hear. Like, I hear about them.
I think it's more basketball and football.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Like rookie basketball cards.
Yeah.
Everybody wants that.
Or shit. Like vintage, like.
Vintage baseball. Like, you know what I mean?
A PS10 Jordan just sold for like. I think it wasn't that much. I think like 200,000. That's like the highest grade it could be.
Oh my God.
PSA 10, I believe.
I'm not going to lie. I still watch those dudes online. There's this one guy I watch. Shout out to this guy, Ruxin34. Love that fucking guy. Check out his channel. He's got like a Yu-Gi-Oh channel, and I watch that fucker all the fucking time, dude. Dude, just him like ripping. Because like this guy, I don't know how he's come across as many vintage boxes as he has.
5 million.
5 million
PSA 10 rookie Jordan, 5 million.
That's not surprising. Actually,
480,000 for 86.
Is that a sign? Is that a signed variant? Like it's got his signature on it.
No, I believe it's just a rookie. Like a
that's fucked.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's probably pristine condition, never been touched by a human hand.
Yeah, it probably literally came out the pack in like 1980 or 1985.
Yeah,
and just went straight into a sleeve.
Correct.
That's swear crazy.
To God. Yeah. No, it's crazy what these cards are going for nowadays. Because, like, you know, I look through some of my cards that I have now, and I mean, dude, I have a first edition Blue Eyes White Dragon from the starter deck Kaiba.
Mm-hmm.
I still have that.
How much does that go for?
Shit, PSA 10. I have no idea.
Damn.
I think
1999 Blackluster Soldier tournament stainless steel.
Oh yeah,
card.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10 million.
No yeah. way.
And the other one, yeah, the one right below that is the Tyler the Great Warrior. That card was made for like a Make-A-Wish kid or something.
Sold for 311,000.
Yeah, like they only made like two or three copies of it or something.
And the kid got all the money?
I don't know.
I hope the kid lived.
Yeah. But so basically that was like his Make-A-Wish is that he wanted his own Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Damn.
So Konami made him a Yu-Gi-Oh card. And they call him Tyler the Greatest Warrior.
Damn.
There's a
list. Or Tyler the Great Warrior.
There's a top 10 right there for just Yu-Gi-Oh.
Damn.
Actually, you know what's... Yeah, see. Well, that's LOB. That's LOB, Legend of Blue Eyes. Yeah, 85 grand for a first edition Blue Eyes White Dragon from Legend of Blue
Eyes. How much is yours? Like a few grand?
I think... it's in horrible shape. So
I was going to say, have you gotten graded?
No, fuck, not even worth sending.
If it's in bad shape, it doesn't even matter.
No, yeah. Like it's got a big ass crease in it. It's not even worth sending.
Oh no, that's fucked.
No, it's not even worth sending.
Sorry, man.
No, I mean it's cool that I have it, but like, I mean, I was a kid when I fucking got that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I kind of wish I would have just like not played with my cards. I just put them in sleeves, stared at them for the rest of my life. But I was a kid and I fucking played with them. You know. Some of these cards, I'm like that Minerva the Exiled Lights one. I don't know that one, but like Cyber Dragon, I know that Cyberstein, I know that one. Dark Magician, obviously. Perfectly Ultimate Great Moth. That's yeah. So that's the other thing is that some of these cards, like that Perfectly Ultimate Great Moth from Dark Duel Stories, that's literally a card that you got out of like a Game Boy game.
Oh shit! Okay,
I'm not even kidding. Like, because every game that Yu-Gi-Oh ever came out with, like back in the day,
yeah,
they had like two or three promo cards inside of them, and some of them now, like the Blue Eyes White Dragon one. Look, Blue Eyes White Dragon one, 25 grand for one of those things.
That's insane.
Perfectly Ultimate Great Moth, same game, 30K.
Damn,
like that is ridiculous.
That's a crazy amount of money.
Chaos Emperor Dragon. I remember when that card came out. Dude, I remember my friend had it, and I had a lapse of judgment for a minute because I almost stole it from him. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I was very close to doing that because he pulled it out of a pack, and I wanted to stab him. I'm not going to lie.
Red Eyes Black Dragon. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Red Eyes Black Dragon, classic card.
There's a video, though, that I wanted you to watch, and I want to look at it, dude, before I forget
The Red Eyes is worth $10,600. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it had probably have to be a PSA 10, but...
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure all of these are PSA 10 prices. Yes. Yeah, none of that's just, like, loose out of the... You know what I mean?
Which video, Drew, do you want me to pull up?
Will you go to YouTube for me real quick?
Yeah, just YouTube?
Yeah.
Okay. What are we looking at here?
You'll see.
Speaking of YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button. It really helps the channel. Keeps us going here.
Will you type in...
if you're... You know?
Game show smells ass. Wait,
game show or gang show?
Game show.
Okay.
And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, welcome to there. Be sure to hit follow on there.
I hope it pulls. Oh, yeah, there. Yeah, press that, dude. The top one.
The top one?
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
This is great. Well, wait. Okay. Pause it. Okay. So just a little backstory here. This is a game show where you have to smell stuff, and then you have to guess what you smell. And if you get it right, you move on to the next thing, and then you win.
This is an old show. Total Blackout came out maybe mid- Aughts?
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is one of the types of games.
What TV channel was this on?
Oh, I don't remember.
What do you think it was on, like G4 or something?
Maybe it was on like...
That was an Elite channel, by the way.
What's the one that did the Ultimate Warrior show?
Ooh.
Not Men TV.
Spike.
Spike. It might have been Spike.
Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
All right.
Spike's awesome. I don't care.
Oh, you have the
sci-fi. Okay.
You have the sound all the way down on your computer.
Oh, I'm sorry, I do. Here we go.
In position. It's time for you to smell item number one.
Dude, he's like scared.
spray paint. The first box. Oh my god, I smelled like chemicals. And I was getting high for a second.
Okay, high for a second.
Hold on 1 second. This dude's fucking smelling everything.
That guy huffed paint for a living. Of course he gets smelling things. Sure.
Smelled like chemicals. And I was getting high for a second.
Okay, high for a second.
Get in position for item number two.
Cheese.
That smells like garbage. Oof. I don't know what that is, but it's making me what? I never smelled anything like that in my life. Well,
in my life.
A dog?
A dog.
Why does he keep going back for more? He already guessed.
Did you just kiss it?
Oh my god, that's a man's ass. Please boof in his face.
Why is he sniffing so deeply?
I know the smell.
Dude, when I saw this for the first time,
I know that smell.
Yeah, I bet you do.
That man's been around some ass.
You've been around some pussy, my friend.
It just says butt.
Just butt. Oh. Just straight butt. just fucking.
Dude, I was laughing at this.
Oh my god, he went back for seconds.
I was laughing at this for like an hour the other day.
Oh my god, dude.
That smells like ass.
Look at his face.
That's so ridiculous, Sarah.
let's watch that part one more time.
Oh my god, I got it right.
Oh.
Oh my god!
That That smells like ass.
All right, thumbnail right there.
I was like, yay! But I was like,
yay!
I smelled ass. Ass.
Look at that guy. That guy. That guy's laughing, dude. He's just like, he's like, you damn right. That's my ass, baby.
That's so fucking funny.
That's fucked up.
What if that dude just like didn't wipe before?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Like, why did they blur that out? It kind of looked like he had some dingleberries. Little dookie still on there. You know,
a couple days, no shower.
Right after working on the lawn outside.
He said, I know that smell.
Nice and ripe. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's fucking great. Oh, fuck. That's great.
That's insanity.
Thank you for that, Drew.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Had to get that one out. That's pretty awesome. We're going to get RDR 3 before we get GTA 6.
I think we're going to get the new Elder Scrolls before we get GTA 6.
Probably.
I think we're going to get that next year.
It was set to come out like around now, but now it's gonna be expensive.
Dude, I'm gonna be 60 by the time we get fucking.
Oh, you think it's that
GTA
soon?
GTA 6.
I think they're pretty soon on Elder Scrolls. Mm. I mean, they've been working on it for fucking 12 years.
Yeah,
they should be.
See that?
I hope it's not a dud.
You know,
I hope it's good.
I really want to have faith. I do.
I think Nick, we're correct. I think it's Daggerfall. Correct. They're doing Daggerfall.
No, they're doing Hammerfell.
Or Hammerfell, correct? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying. I'm not sure.
I apologize.
Yeah,
they're doing Hammerfell and then whatever below it. I don't remember what.
But
that is.
Here's the thing: Starfield, that was like 10 years in the making.
High Rock, that's the other one. There's High Rock and then Hammerfell.
Yes. Yeah.
Starfield was 10 years in the making, right?
And it was trash. I heard it didn't get good till you were like 30, 40 hours
so
in.
So bad. Like, dude, you needed to put in work before it got any good.
I'm so glad I never played that.
Yeah, same.
Dude, I've said it before on this podcast. I'll say it again. I remember taking up like 3 days off work using PTO and everything. I was ready. I wanted to play it so fucking bad.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't have the right Xbox for
it. All for nothing.
Pissed.
Yeah, it sucks.
Pissed. Also pissed I can't play Helldivers. Finally came to Xbox, can't play it.
Why?
Because I have an old Xbox.
Oh, shit.
I'm a little broke bitch.
I've been thinking about getting Helldivers, but okay, so I... Instead
they did
of
that Halo collab, and it looks really, really good.
There's a game called Warhammer 40K. It's called Darktide, and it's $40. It's a little bit less expensive than
Helldivers.
Helldivers, yeah. And it's actually not bad. Like I'm actually enjoying it. So I don't know. Maybe you know, you can check that out.
Dude, I've not been playing any video games recently.
Really?
I don't know why.
I do for like an hour a night, and then I go to bed.
Yeah, I feel you. But I'll probably end up playing something tonight because this is the first night that I'm not spending it with my girl or anything like that. So
I just constantly have shit to do.
Oh, dude, straight up.
So like, it's like, you know what I mean? I'm just kind of like, I've almost like grown out of playing video games for multiple hours a day. I have too much going on.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Will, do you want to play the next video?
Yeah, sure.
Trying to get through some of these.
We're just boom, 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 boom. YouTube's having a hell of a time right now. If you ain't listening to this on YouTube, go check it out. You see all these videos.
Stand up. Lucky, stand up. Any, many, mighty moe catch a tiger by his toe. If he hollers, let him go. Any, many, mighty.
That's what the track suits.
Both of y'all ass gotta go.
Both of y'all ass gotta go.
That wasn't as funny, but I don't know. I just thought it.
Dude, my thing is, what's with the Nike track suits? Why are they all wearing Nike?
I don't know. I think it's just a weird show.
Isn't that just a crazy concept?
There was one video where they had this.
Look at this fucking getup. Like, dude, people just like wear that shit.
Can you look up?
Is this like Survivor?
This is like Ghetto Survivor.
Thank you. I was about to say that.
Yeah, it's like Ghetto Survivor.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Drewski, everything he touches turns to gold, I swear to God.
He is actually pretty smart. And he somehow, I don't know if you remember this, but there was rumors about him being involved with
Diddy.
Yeah.
And yeah, did they try to cancel him?
Yeah, and he somehow just swam himself out
of it.
He just got out of that one. So
that's pretty awesome.
That man lathered up some cocoa butter and just got out of that shit.
God damn it. God damn it.
Put on some of that that baby oil and just
fucking, not the baby oil.
I'm gonna just fucking
I happen to like Drewski, so
yeah. I love Drewski, dude. He's so funny.
I do too. I don't know though. I
love that that video of him, like that I don't even know what it was. Like to be honest with you. The only thing I know about Drewski is like everything I've seen, like clips and stuff like that, that I just see on random brain rot TikTok videos. Mm-hmm. But like the one I always thought was the funniest, he was like doing like an audition of some sort or whatever for something. And this chick with like huge fucking tits just walks in. Right. Mm-hmm. And he just goes like, yeah, like just like slams the table and whatnot. And he's just like, what do you do for a living? She's just like, well, I don't care. You know, he's like, where are you from? And she starts talking. He's like, I don't care. You're good. Sound right here. You know, like just lets her win because she has huge tits.
Yeah.
Or something.
I mean, I probably would too.
I'd probably do the same thing. I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, anyway, just had to get that one out. What do we got next?
Yeah.
Just rattle them off one by one.
I think you're going to like this one, Nick.
I don't know what this is. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, isn't this, what's his name's son? Rampage Jackson, isn't this his son? Oh, yeah, he just wails on this guy, dude.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, he got charged with assault for this.
I mean, that's got to be battery.
Oh, he beat the literal fuck out of him, dog.
So here's some context for this.
That's a great song to play, too.
That's a great song.
This is a professional wrestling match.
Okay.
So it's kayfabe. It's fake.
Yeah.
But he said pre-match, he told the promoter, if I get in there, I'm cold cocking this dude. I'm knocking him out.
Do you know why though?
No.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
The dude crushed a can on his head and said something to him before the match.
Oh.
That's why he did that.
That doesn't justify that, though.
Yeah, it doesn't call for that shit, but
it would maybe justify the slam, maybe.
I would justify the punches. Two good hits on him.
Well, like there
two
are
two good hits.
There is something in wrestling called a receipt. And so if something happens to you like that, you'll get a hard knock or you'll get one punch, but you don't keep hitting them. If it's a work, you don't do that. Yeah. I've been watching wrestling for a long time. That's what I'm saying.
Give him two good ones and then just like be like, all right.
Well,
you know what I mean? I got my revenge. We good.
So if you look at all of his streams, because he was streaming with his dad, Rampage Jackson. And
yeah, Rampage Jackson's weird, dude.
Yeah.
Rampage's streams are great.
he's a weird dude, but
they
can be funny, but he fucking always like talks shit to his son, makes him feel like shit. And he's been saying this, like, I feel, you know, this type of way, like upset. And finally he does something fucking crazy, dude. And I don't know the whole backstory, but Rampage's dad came out on Twitter and he was like,
I don't condone this is basically what he said.
Well, he was like, I'd rather see my son in jail than dead. And then there's a video of him that came out and he was like explaining himself. And he was like, yeah, like Raja like fucks everything up. Like he pretty much belongs in jail. And people didn't respond to it very well. They were like, you kind of sound like a piece of shit.
Now, I don't remember, Drew, does he get his just desserts on this video?
What do you mean?
Do they pile on him for this?
No, I think he beats the shit out of everybody. Like,
keep it going. Let's see what video. He keeps doing.
Yeah.
I think he fucks everybody up.
Hey, you gotta stop this shit, man. Hey, yo.
Stop this shit, man.
Hey, yo.
Oh, yeah, they dogpile his ass.
Oh, look at dude,
oh,
that's
dude,
blood.
Look at
he's
guy.
Fucking bleeding.
Yeah, and then there's a video of him that came out afterwards, and he was like, yeah, that was fucked up. And
what, the guy?
Yeah, there's a video of that guy that came out.
So he survived. thankfully.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah, yeah. I can't imagine that you'd be dead.
If you get the right punch in, though, in the right spot,
yeah,
in the head,
it'll kill you.
I mean, just one hit.
Have you seen those street fights where, like, dudes get to fighting and,
yeah,
and one punch, dead?
Yeah. I mean, if you hit someone in their temple, like right in the right spot,
you can cause, like, an aneurysm and, like, brain bleed.
Yeah.
Dead.
You're done.
Yeah.
Or if you get if you get dropped on the ground too hard and the back of your head gets knocked,
you pull up in the back of your head and
it'll fracture your skull. And then you're just sucked and fucked.
Sucked, fucked, and butt fucked. I don't know.
This brings us full circle back to not doing the vigilantism.
Yes. Yeah. Don't be a hero.
Because your skull will crack on the pavement.
You could run into Rampage Jackson, son, on a bad night.
You could come. Run into Rajah on the street, and he's going, you know what I'm saying? Street justice is a bitch. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Street justice has no rules.
Dude, look at this dude in the back corner, though. Okay, can we just give him some props? Dude, look at them titties.
Yeah.
Dude, just hanging out. He's got, like, full, like...
He's like, what the hell is
going on? Red fro and holding an American flag. What a cool guy.
He's just like, I'm staying out of this.
Yeah. Oh, dude. He's just like, yeah, you guys got this. Yeah. Like, you know, you got about five of y'all. Like, yeah, you got this. I'm going to stay back here.
Nick, do you want to end this with a little debate?
Shit. Yeah. I'm down to see where a debate takes us.
Okay. So.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, shit. Captain Hook from Hook.
Yeah.
Versus Will Turner.
Okay.
From Pirates of the Caribbean.
I already know who you're going to take, so go ahead and say it.
You know?
I know who he's going to say. I know he's going to say it.
You know what? I'm going to say Will Turner.
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
I'm going to say Will Turner. Say and the only reason I say that is because Captain Hook, right? Lives in Neverland, trying to catch Peter Pan his whole life. Ayo, Diddy in the room. Anyway.
That is kind of interesting. Captain Hook is kind of like a... God damn it, we can't say
it's
that.
It's kind of some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly some... Like, you know, you spend your whole life trying to catch a prepubescent kid that can fly... Something tells me there's a little something else going on here that you're not letting on. Yeah,
his whole life he just fucking...
But he never succeeded. Ever. Yeah. Not once.
Okay, let me have a little... Okay, I think it's Captain Hook and I'll tell you why.
Okay, all right.
Peter Pan is a magical boy,
mm-hmm.
right? He has magic on his side. Mm-hmm. Will Turner is just a fucking dude. And also, Will Turner only has decades of experience. Captain Hook is like immortal. He's been doing this shit for fucking...
Actually, it's funny you say that. I was kind of going to bring that up.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up because I almost said Hook because of the aspect that he's probably immortal.
Not that the fact that he's like immortal, the fact that he has probably like hundreds of thousands of years of
fighting experience.
He's been a pirate since fucking pirates were a thing.
But he's been fighting against a kid the whole time.
Yeah, but I still think he has.
And that kid still punks him.
There was a time before Peter Pan, though. I mean, right?
Yeah, there had to have been.
Yeah.
He is the captain of a crew, so he was fucking all the motherfuckers up.
Here's my thing.
Lick my hook, boy.
Lick the hook, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But, like, okay, the reason I said Will Turner was because of this. Yes, he only has a little bit of experience on him,
mm-hmm.
but he is just a normal dude is still formidable.
He's not just a normal dude. If you remember Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
That's right.
He has the power of Davy Jones. Sorry, I had to bring that up. I'm a huge Pirates of the Caribbean.
That is true. That's a great point. I totally forgot about that.
What does POTC mean?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
Yeah, he has the power of Davy Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's say after Dutchman's Chest, Will Turner, let's say 50-50. But before, I think Hook has it just because of the whole immortality thing.
And experience. I will say that Hook has more experience, but Will Turner has more success behind him.
I think Will Turner, if he brings a few crocodiles, he'd probably win.
Yeah, because Captain Hook hates crocodiles.
He has a weakness to crocodiles. Yeah, his fucking shorts get snatched off every time.
Yeah. Shmee!
I know it would still be pretty close.
You think so?
Yeah. My vote is definitely Will Turner.
I think I'm leaning Will, but I think it's a close call.
I'm going to have to go with Hook.
Dude. Let us know what you think down in the comments. Let us know what you think would be the winner on that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm dead set on Will Turner, not going to lie.
Does Captain Hook, does he have any powers? Or is he just immortal and that's it?
I think he's just like, he lives in Neverland trying to find Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm.
So I think really he doesn't have any powers other than he never ages.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes him immortal necessarily, but he doesn't age.
Oh shit. I want to tell you guys too. So I met with the Freemasons.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I can't.
Did they tell you where the treasure is?
No. I can't say. I don't know a bunch yet, and I can't say it anyway.
Where's the treasure, Freemasons? Where's the. Is the map on the back of the Declaration of Independence?
I will say, though, that they are a wealthy organization.
Okay.
Not surprised.
Very nice.
But I don't know what I can and can't say. They're all really nice.
Well, that's good. I was going to ask that, but I was going to see if you got your ring yet.
So, okay, that I can talk about.
he's like, talk about the jury. We can talk about the jury, bitch. What's
so
up?
You start off as like an initiate, associate, whenever you want to call it. And then you move to a fellow craft. And then you move to a master mason. And all of that is different for everyone, but it takes about 6 months to a year. So when you do.
Not to a master mason, right?
What?
Not to a master mason, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, this is the thing. Okay, so once you get to a master mason, that means that you're like a mason, right? That's okay. Like you're all
like
in.
You're part of them.
You're a full member, right? You're master mason. You're in good standing.
Master Windu. Master Mason.
You need some oil for your head.
You need some oil for your head there.
God damn it. But no, okay. So once you become a Master Mason, you can then branch off to like different fraternities. So there's like the Scottish Rite and then there's the York Rite. And I think I explained then this
the
last
fourth,
time.
The Fourth Rite? I'm just kidding.
Oh,
just
no.
Kidding. Oh, dude, you got it. We got to cut that. If he's going to have any chance, we have to cut that.
In all
seriousness.
I have to bleep that.
Yeah, you have to bleep it.
They have a kitchen. Sorry. They make really good food and they served ice cream as well. Anyways.
Nice. I'm sure their food is very good.
But there was
gosh darn it, Nick.
Damn it.
But you become a Master Mason. When you I can't talk. When you become a Master Mason, that's when you get the ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'll be sporting a signet when you about 6 months now.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm gonna wear that motherfucker. Nice. But a lot of people don't wear it, and I don't know why, but they don't. Maybe it's because it's like corny a little bit.
I'd wear the fuck out of that thing.
I would too. About? I think it's awesome. I would definitely.
Dude, I'd be wearing it every single day.
Also, I don't think.
I'd wear it more than a wedding ring.
Well, like people think that like the Freemasons are associated with like evil conspiracy theories, this and that.
Drinking the blood of children.
Yeah, like all of that shit. And, you know, that wasn't my first impression.
Maybe General Butt Naked was part of the Masons drinking blood of the children.
Well, he's from Haiti, so I doubt that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Freemasons are, I don't know if they're worldwide or not. I know that they're in Europe, but I don't know if they're anywhere else.
Do you want me to tell you my only impression of the Freemasons?
Yeah.
I never like met a full-fledged member, but the only impression I have is that I've met multiple, what you would describe as leftists. They hate the Freemasons.
Yeah.
Like, terrified of them.
But I wonder why.
I don't know.
We fear what we don't understand.
I think maybe that's
part of
it.
Well, I don't think anyone knows anything about
them. I have no issue with them. I don't. Yeah. I mean,
I don't give a damn, dude.
They're ingrained into American society. They have been since the beginning.
Their sign is on the $1 bill, isn't it?
There's masonry stuff all over the government buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like saying, I don't think it's on the dollar bill.
I don't know if it's on the dollar bill.
But I didn't get like when I was talking to them, like I didn't get anything like it didn't seem like it was like super impressive or anything. Like it wasn't like some kind of like conspiratorial, like, you know, crazy. So I think there, if that is the truth, then there's definitely like levels to it. And some people probably only care to stay like at the lodge level.
Maybe there's something, because remember when we were talking in the car the other day, mm-hmm. and we were talking about them like always submitting to like a higher power.
Yeah.
Like that being very important. Maybe
Supreme Being.
Yeah. Supreme Being. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because those are the type of people that don't submit to Supreme Beings.
Like that is very true. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of them are very much agnostic atheists.
Agnostic, yeah. Agnosticism, atheism.
Well, if you're agnostic, you can still believe in a supreme being, but I don't know.
Being agnostic is literally just in a sense of it could be there, but then again, couldn't, so we don't talk about it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't get any weird vibes or anything. They were nice. They had really good spaghetti. Like
that's what you took away?
Yeah, like it was
well, spaghetti's like bomb as shit.
So
yeah, it's kind of cool.
This is how it works. You have to be investigated. So they have to do like, so you put in like you go to the lodge, you meet with them, you put in like a petition, and then they investigate you, and then that takes, so the whole process takes like 2 months, and then you get everything back, and they're like, okay, you're cool, and then there's like certain ceremonies that
you're a pretty cool guy, I think.
Yeah, yeah, but basically. So you have to like get to know everyone, and then they have to sign off on it just to make sure you're not a psycho. So then you do it.
It's pretty solid.
And then you do like ceremonies to like move up, and everything is based around the ceremonies that you do, up to my knowledge. It's like they have like a special like room in which they do things. But other than that, like, I don't think you can talk about like I think that's like general knowledge.
You can't talk about the goings on of the town.
Yeah, no, proper. I don't think you can't. Like I wasn't even allowed to see it. They made me leave. They were like, you got to go.
And that's probably like, everything that you could do a Google search on.
Well, you can definitely like.
That's the other thing. Dude, stuff like that is literally just Google search away nowadays. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there ain't no such thing as secrecy anymore.
I don't believe that.
They probably have something going on.
I think there's plenty of secrets in every organization.
Well, you can find something on Google search, and if you go past the first page.
Yeah.
That's what most people stop doing is that, like, you know, that if it's not up on the first page, they assume it's not real.
I don't think.
Even though Google will literally say at the top, we got you 50 billion hits in like 0.2 seconds.
I don't think all of their secrets or all of their ceremonies are up on Google, though. There's probably like the initiation one and that's it.
Well, they probably have people monitoring for that shit that they can just like immediately just strike it, like, you know, report to Google and strike it to get it taken down.
Yeah. The last president that was a Mason was Gerald Ford, I think.
And he was not elected. He was, he took over for Nixon.
Nixon got impeached.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he took over. That's a crazy story.
Wasn't Washington a Mason?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like an early member.
George Washington was a Mason, I'm pretty sure.
Well, the Masons go all the way back.
Pretty sure John Adams was a Mason, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they all were.
I wouldn't be surprised if they all were.
Yeah, yeah, most of the founding fathers, I think, were Freemasons.
Yeah.
But. Oh, dude. Weird segues are weird, but I don't know why. I saw this video today, and turning 30, it really fucked me up, you know, seeing this video. Do y'all remember back in the day, you go to the mall, right? What were the two most popping stores there at the mall? Clothing stores. The two
American
most,
Eagle?
Close.
Hot Topic?
No. The two most poppin' clothing stores at that time?
Hilfiger?
No. Close.
Okay.
Hollister.
Yeah.
And Abercrombie & Fitch, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. That's what I was trying to say. I don't know why I said American Eagle.
Abercrombie & Fitch and Hollister, right? Most poppin' stores.
Is American Eagle, is that even a store?
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Oh, okay. Isn't that the Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, yeah, they did that Sydney Sweeney thing. The Sydney Sweeney has good jeans, and all the liberals fucking lost their fucking mind.
She's so hot.
They're in Ohio.
So fucking.
Shout out Ohio company, American Eagle, by the way.
Yeah. That is true. Shouts out to American Eagle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I still fuck with American Eagle. I don't really wear any of their stuff anymore. Like, I haven't shopped there in forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, I still recognize that they still have some cool stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's just, you know.
So
yeah.
So back to the topic.
Anyway, so I saw this video on TikTok today, and this guy was just pandering to nostalgia and whatever, you know, and you know, he put up this picture, and it was of a Hollister store that had been closed down,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's been happening. Abercrombie & Fitch and Hollisters, they don't hold as much appeal as they used to. A lot of stores have been shutting down. They still exist. I've looked that up. Hollister and Abercrombie are still in business. They're still doing stuff.
Just downsized.
They just downsized in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And what I got from this video that was so fucking funny, you know, Hollister and Abercrombie were super expensive, right? Yeah. Like, the best I was doing there was like at their sale rack, you know what I mean? Which even then, still no big deal, you know, but I would barely ever buy anything retail from there, you know? And where did you go when the shit was too expensive? You went to Aeropostale, motherfucker. Y'all remember Aeropostale?
See, I never went to those stores. I was I did go to Hollister, but like a few times. My mom just went to fucking like T-Mobile.
T-Mobile?
Or
buying your clothes at T-Mobile, dog. No,
what's that? What's that store called?
TJ Maxx?
TJ Maxx.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I fuck with TJ Maxx.
We just went to Kohl's. We went to Kohl's.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That too.
We never went to the mall.
But like Aeropostale, right? Was like the cheap version. You know, they had real cringe shit, but everybody was wearing it. You know what I mean? Everybody would go there because nobody could afford Hollister. Or the average person could not afford Abercrombie, Hollister, all that shit.
That's what all the frat boys were wearing.
The preppy dudes.
The rich parents.
The rich parents, all of them were wearing Abercrombie & Fitch. All like the future druggies were wearing Hollister.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude, don't call it a comeback, dude. Aeropostale is still thriving.
More than the other two?
More than the other two, dude.
Damn.
Don't call it a comeback. Dude, you would go to Aeropostale and just hope no one noticed that it was Aeropostale you were wearing.
Yeah.
Like, because everything looked the same. It was like basically discount rack Abercrombie & Fitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you went to Aeropostale because it was cheap. It looked just the same as, like, Hollister and Abercrombie and all that. But, dude, fucking, you barely ever see a Hollister or Abercrombie anywhere anymore.
What but happened
Aeropostale
to that?
Aeropostale, like, is still fucking everywhere. What a fucking underdog story, dude.
What happened to that Gator brand?
Gator brand? Lacoste?
Yeah, Lacoste.
Lacoste's still around.
Okay.
Yeah, Lacoste's still around.
I haven't seen anyone with a Gator on.
You know what's
shirt.
So fucked up is that I actually just, it's so funny you bring that up. I literally just found like these Lacoste like lounge pants.
Mm-hmm.
And I started wearing them yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I just found them, you know. But that was another brand that, like, I always held on this pedestal as being, like, you know, a super expensive, like, you know, like luxury brand, whatever. When in reality, it's basically Izod with a freaking alligator on it.
Do you remember fucking Osiris's?
Oh, fuck yeah. I had a pair of them.
Do you mean?
No.
The big, look those up real quick. We need to indulge this.
How do you spell it?
O-S-I-R-I-S. O-R-I-S.
No, it's O-S-I-R-I-S.
Yeah, there you go. Can't spell. Osiris shoes, dude. Are they still doing stuff?
You gotta type in shoe.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Because Osiris was a god. Oh, my God. Osiris is still in business?
Wow.
Was this like skater shoe?
Oh yeah. Oh god.
So like Billabong.
Yeah. Like see those like real fluorescent ones right there. Yeah.
That's what they used to look like.
Go to the image tab real quick. You're gonna see some shit and you're gonna be like, oh my god, yeah. I saw motherfuckers in these all the time. Yeah, right there. Literally those ones right there. The blue and gray ones were the exact ones that I had.
Oh, I had the red and black ones.
Yeah.
I think I hung with a different crowd than you guys growing up.
Yeah, probably.
Sure. Yeah,
probably. You know, dude, those, you were the coolest motherfucker in the world if you had those.
Yeah, you were cool, dude.
I will say those red and black ones are sick.
They are pretty sick.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the ones.
Dude, if I was rocking those like back in like 2008, game over.
We should get some Osirises and wear them on the show.
That'd be awesome.
How much are they? How much can you get one?
You probably get them super cheap nowadays.
The $4.
Red and black there.
Let's see how much.
If they're any more than 20.
$101? Why?
Have you lost your mind?
All right, this is on eBay.
Well, it's
no
probably
price, no price.
Yeah, it's probably just
like, ooh, in stock. What's the?
That's like what they're doing 85. Nowadays. So $80.
The new ones are cheaper than the old ones.
Yeah, new ones are way cheaper than the old ones. Well, actually, no, that's a lie because I remember that they were $80 when I picked up my mid top ones, the ones that look like that.
Okay, yeah, those are 20.
All the chicks were wearing those, dude. Yeah.
$20,
like man. The real fluorescent, you know, like
the,
all that.
The girl ones
that
are ugly.
That was. The red flag back in the day with women.
Oh, yeah.
If women were wearing those with skinny jeans, fucking abandon ship.
Yeah.
They were fucking out of their minds,
dude.
I agree.
Were those like the 16 and pregnant girls?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the best way to say it. Yeah.
That's the best way I've heard it put. They were definitely the ones that got knocked up in high school.
Yeah.
Like the ones that were wearing those.
There's
and the dudes that were wearing them were just like the, like, you know, they probably didn't even skate.
Smoked pot.
Oh, yeah. Just smoking weed, like just doing hood rat shit. Had the fucking like
running around the neighborhood,
you know, like doing that shit with their hair. I know, because that was me.
I actually knew a dude who like developed a twitch from doing he got a haircut and he kept fucking.
I'm not going to lie to you. I remember one time in high school. I'll never forget this. There was this kid who had like super long hair, and I saw him one day, and he like just randomly one day like shaved his head, right? And I saw him, dude, I laughed so hard when I saw this. He like did this and then to himself just went, oh yeah. Like he forgot.
He didn't have any hair.
He didn't have any hair left. And he just like,
that's comedy.
And he just said, I heard him like say it to himself, but I heard it. He was like, he was like, oh yeah.
That's fucking great.
Like, what? Like, oh, I forgot. Yeah. You know what I mean? How the fuck do you forget that a mop got taken off your head, dog? How the fuck do you forget that?
Yeah, it's a hard one to
That's forget. A hard one to forget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause I know because that was me.
Yeah, you did have long hair.
Dude, I had super long hair.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought I was getting bitches with that hair, dude.
I had a fro.
When in reality, no.
Yeah, I had a fro.
You did have a fro. You did. I didn't know you, but
yeah,
saw pictures.
You could definitely pull off a pair of these.
You think I could pull off a pair of those?
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
I'm too fat.
Wait, for Osiris's?
I'm too fat to wear those.
No, you could wear
them.
No,
dude, I got a New Balance body, boy.
So, that's right.
New Balance figure, you know what I'm saying? I mean, New Balances are coming back, dude. I don't care what anyone says.
I got a couple pairs of them New Balance.
New Balances are crazy nice now. I love them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I usually just stick with Nike. I'm like, fuck it.
Dude, I just wear like the fucking clogs nowadays. I don't give a fuck about shoes anymore.
Yeah, I feel that.
I used to be that type because like, dude, like I've got all those like pairs of Yeezys and stuff like that. Like, I mean, nobody really fucks with Yeezys anymore. Like I've got.
Yeah, after the whole Hitler thing.
Like nobody fucks with Yeezys anymore.
Yeah, you kind of ruin
like,
those.
Dude, they're just like stashed in my closet. I just kind of let them sit there. Honestly, they're just gym shoes now.
Is it weird that we bring up Hitler in every single thing?
Why do we do that?
Is it me?
I don't know.
Am I?
I don't know.
I think he's just part of the zeitgeist.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Is he trendy? Like, are we seeing him a lot more?
Is Hitler trendy? I don't know.
Well, I don't feel like he should be, but we do. You're right. We do keep bringing him up for some reason.
Yeah. I will say
queer books.
I get like 10 videos a day at least where a liberal is calling Trump Hitler.
Really?
Yeah. I do get that. Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah, yeah.
Why that happens though? They're trying to enrage you. They're trying to make you think that they're
dude. That's the thing, bro. Dude, one thing I've been trying to work on lately is just like giving into rage bait.
Why?
Giving into rage bait is fun. Don't get me wrong.
You're trying to work on it.
Oh, I'm trying to work on not giving into rage bait.
Yeah, dude. It's
because that's how these idiots get views and don't have to fucking work.
Once you have it in the back of your mind, you know like what the algorithm is doing. Because nothing like initiates what's it called when you like interact, like user interaction.
Yeah.
Then rage.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Like rage is like the number one thing.
But that's the other thing. I never comment on anything. I comment on things when it's like my friend, you know, says like happy birthday on my wall, or like, you know, they'll send me a funny video or something.
Oh dude, someone we knew died recently.
But anyway, the rage bait thing. So like I don't comment on anything just because I don't want to give in like that. You know what I mean? And plus, like, I just don't comment on things anyway, just because, dude, when you see a video that's got like 50,000 comments on it and you think your comments
it's gonna, a waste gonna of time. Make a difference. It's a waste of time. Of
fucking time.
Dude, 95% of those are just trolls.
Yeah, it's just bots.
Dude, it's all bots, trolls. Bots, like, honestly, I let trolls do the work for me to make shit funny.
I feel like the only reasonable way to use the internet now is to make money.
That's really it nowadays.
Because people will throw their... God, we got to cut that too.
I mean, but dude, people will just throw any stupid opinion that they want out there, and they know they'll get views on it because it's so stupid. You'll get those like people that give into rage bait like that.
Yeah, if you just have like a little product next to it, they'll be like, oh, you know what? Actually, I do want those shoes.
Yeah, I actually do want them fucking shoes.
Yeah, like, you know which I mean? I've actually done that before too.
Dude, oh my God. Nothing pisses me off more when I'm watching a video and I didn't realize it was like a sponsored ad.
Yeah.
Dude, you ever see that
They're video? Getting good at it.
Dude, there was a video that I saw and I'm not even kidding. This is a real fucking thing. We'll save this for the next episode.
Yeah.
I found this video of this lady who was... literally went into this whole in-depth video of how her fucking house burnt down, like was showing videos of everything that got destroyed and whatever. And out of nowhere, she just decided to drop an ad for like a whey protein.
Oh,
she was just like, my life has been so stressful. Like ever since my like house burnt down, you know, we lost half of our shit. Thank God my family was okay. When I'm dealing with those stressful days and I need to eat something, but don't want to have the strength to eat, I turn to this whey protein. So that I'm like, You used your house burning down as a segue into a fucking whey protein ad.
This is the rage bait, Drew. It's coming out.
What the? See, I give myself into it. I'm trying to work on it, but
you know what like, I think it is?
Oh my God, nothing pissed me off more than that, dude.
You want to know what I think it is?
What's that?
Queer books.
Queer books. Well, anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest. Okay. We'll watch that video on the next episode. But in the meantime, thank you everybody so much for watching. Be sure to comment on our videos for all the rage bait, because I'm sure we've produced enough of it. Be sure to check out our Patreon. Got exclusive episodes on there. Got a lot of stuff coming for that. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel and subscribe to Spotify and Apple Music. Or Apple Podcast, we are on there as well. And yeah, I think that's all we got.
That's all we got.
That's all she wrote. Murder, she wrote, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
And that's all she wrote.
Queer books. You know what I mean?
Queer books.
Better than the queer books.